Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest for you today. He hails from Warren, Ohio, originally went to Michigan State, thought he'd have a better chance to get on the field more, and he transferred to Youngstown State, became a Penguin, and I think he's a fabulous young prospect. When I watch him play and living near Youngstown, I've been able to put the binoculars on this kid a lot. He's a gritty, tough, hard-nosed safety, a little bit undersized, but he really pocks a wallop when he comes at you. Jalen Powell's going to be calling in to the CollegePro.com Players Platform show, and we're going to get this show going. We're going to find out a little bit more about what this young man brings to the table and why he could be playing in the secondary of your favorite team in a not-too-distant future. Obviously, free agency with today, a lot of big NFL news girl going around. In the meantime, Baker Mayfield had his pro day at Oklahoma. I think he went 62 for 70, another great performance for him. Not that these guys, you know, throwing to their teammates on a field with no defense is a big thing. But again, your best foot forward, and he did all the right things. And him and Josh Allen, I think, are kind of really the two guys since the Senior Bowl that are kind of moving up the stock prices of their own value. And that's what this process is about. Everybody, you know, everybody kind of goes into this thing, and, they got to perform, and they've been doing this since they arrived down in Mobile, Alabama. They went down to the combine. They had good combine days, and then the pro days are rolling around. So Jalen's going to call back in. He called right at the top of the show, and then he dropped back out. So I just texted him, told him to call back into the show, and then we'll get this thing underway with the YSU Penguin safety, Jalen Powell. He's going to call back in, and we're going to get this thing going. As you guys know, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're always free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. But as promised, that gritty, tough-nosed, hard-nosed safety, Jalen Powell. Jalen, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. You said you went out to dinner. How'd dinner with the family go tonight?
It was good. Just a normal dinner for us. Nothing spectacular.
No, nothing. I mean, you had pro day yesterday. Was pro day discussions involved in the meal?
We already kind of talked about it a lot yesterday. My family lives local, so it was a little bit, not too much. We talked a lot about it yesterday.
Nice. And I thought you had a very good day. How did you feel the day went for you?
Pretty good. I wish that we would have been able to do our shuttle, our 20-yard shuttle and our L drill another time. But I was actually grateful for the performance I had.
Definitely. And that was a slippery surface. Everybody was slipping during the L cone and the 20-yard shuttle, 60-yard shuttle. I mean, you guys would go make that dig, and it's just everybody was kind of losing their footing. And that was, sometimes the way the cookie crumbles, but the scouts were there, they know. You're growing up, you're in Warren, Ohio. Did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee?
Yeah, I played Pee Wee and Warren for a little later.
Now, were you one of the better athletes out there? I mean, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
I had a couple of years where I was. I was the guy kind of as USA, yeah.
Awesome. And then, I mean, obviously you continue to grow. I mean, and then, you know, you get the, you know, Warren G. Harding High School. You start doing your thing there. Then you get off to, you know, the Big Ten offers. You go to Michigan State. And you decide you want more playing time. You go to YSU. How hard of a decision was that to make, Jalen, you know, leaving the Big Ten and that, you know, that D1 powerhouse and going off to, you know, YSU?
I was kind of comfortable with the decision because I'm from the area and my family was here and everything. So I was never really uncomfortable with this decision to come in here. It was always what I felt like it was good and it was the perfect fit for me once I finally came here.
Definitely. And I'm glad you came. I thought you brought a lot to that Penguins secondary. Once again, Jalen Powell, the standout safety from YSU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We found out a little bit more about this young man, again, as he could be playing for your favorite team in a not-too-distant future. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if you're in the film with some of these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those characteristics to the position and the game of football that you think they're going to love?
I have a motor. I'm going to bring it every single play. I like to tackle. So I feel like a lot of that will be showing up on the film. They'll definitely see that I like to be in between the tackles and making tackles at the line of scrimmage and stuff like that.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? Because I just asked because, I mean, we pass this off to the scouts and coaches that we know, and they might want to listen in. I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, what are some of the qualities that you bring that they might not necessarily see on tape that could benefit you, Jalen?
I feel like I led our secondary and was a leader of our defense. I wasn't a captain. We didn't really have like anyone that was like a captain on our team. Like, we had guys that went out for the coin toss, different guys almost every week. So, but I feel like I was the leader of the defense. I wouldn't really say I was the true leader, but guys definitely respected me out there to be like a senior leader of the secondary.
Nice, nice. And I'm gonna share some of the game notes. This is from the North Dakota game. This is what I wrote about you. You ready?
Yes.
Not much, but you tell me if you agree with it. It was quick. I just put always around the ball, fearless abandon. Is that fair enough?
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
For sure.
Right. And then I got you another game here. YSU at Pitt. I got you YSU at Pitt, opening of the year. Very active, very fearless tackler, not the greatest size, but a very gritty, scrappy player. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair. In that game, I was the smallest I was all year. I was around like 180. That was the smallest I've been all year. I was around like 195 towards the end of the year.
Dang, man, you're packing it on, man. So you were playing like that at 180. That just makes you even that much tougher. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Folks out there listening, I'm telling you, this kid gets after it. I mean, there is, when I say fearless abandon, I mean, this kid just, and knowing that he was 5'11", 180, going against some of the guys that he had to go at and doing with the things he did, that just makes me kind of admire his game that much more. So, man, you pack on about 15 pounds of muscle, man. You're in the gym fairly diligently since September.
Especially since the season was over and I started training. I just really took it seriously.
Nice, nice. And there's a big moment. And like I said, you got your pro day out of the way. Now you get to wait for some phone calls, get yourself some training camps, private workouts, and all the things that come with being a draft prospect. The teammates, maybe family or friends, I mean, do you ever get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at the next level you just really love watching and try to, you know, maybe take some things from their game and add them to your own repertoire?
I really love watching Tyrann Mathieu a lot. I like Earl Thomas. Those are like my favorite defensive players for sure. Tyrann Mathieu is my favorite NFL player.
Yeah, the Honey Badger. Yeah. Might be on his way to Cleveland. Maybe the Steel. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. Sometimes they get some big money contracts, then you got to find a new one, man. But, yeah, that's part of free agency.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're part of free agency, too. You know, you're on. You're going to be rookie contract. Then you get yourself that second contract, Jalen. You'll be on your way.
For sure.
For you, I mean, are you done with school? Are you still, have time to go before you graduate, or you kind of already get that, you know, past you?
This is my last semester right now. Just got three classes this semester, and then I'm done, and I'll graduate in May.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. So a lot on your plate, man.
Thanks.
Pro days, working out, added 15 pounds of muscle, and getting your college degree. It's awesome stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on. Like I said, I admire your game. I think you're a fantastic young man and prospect as well. But before we let you go, though, we always like to have a little bit of fun with you, and we shoot just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right, cool.
All right, now, Coach Bo Pelini, we know he's a very charismatic coach, very intense. Does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of Coach Pelini, and would they do it in front of him?
I haven't really heard too many great impersonations of him. No, I haven't really heard of any too much. I haven't really heard too many guys do any of them.
And how about this one? Usually this is the favorite question you guys respond to. Female celebrities, Jalen. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Probably Rihanna.
There you go. Very solid choice. Just so you know. Go ahead.
I was just laughing at the question.
So we tally up all the names in our last show before the draft. We announced the winner of the female celebrity contest, and Rihanna usually every single year she's second. Beyonce's one. And then Gabrielle Union or Megan Good always fight for the third spot. But just so you kind of know it so well. But, yeah, they're very, very popular choices. And how about this one, man? Your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything painted on them, that's a very in vogue thing to do now. What would you want to have sprayed on your shoes?
Something to represent my city. Probably 330 maybe. Not sure. Something to do with back home for sure.
Definitely. And being a Warren, Ohio kid, I mean, you know all the places. I mean, I guess we'll end the show on this. If you're going to go out to your favorite place to eat in Warren, where are you going to go?
Eli's Barbecue.
There you go. Good old.
That's my favorite place to eat in Warren. Best barbecue around.
Yeah, it is pretty good barbecue, man. Yeah. Hey, God bless you, Jalen. Best of luck moving forward. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. You too.
No problem at all. Once again, Jalen Pauley, standout Youngstown safety, Youngstown State safety, kind enough to join us on the C2P. And, man, I mean, the kid's 180 bringing it. And I'm telling you, if you watch that game, or just watch them all year, I mean, this kid is physical and fearless. Play smart, he's headsy, and I loved how he commented too. They really didn't have team captains, but you could just tell he was one of the guys that was the anchor of that secondary, leading these guys and doing what they did. And again, I think it's a fabulous prospect, and I love getting him on the show. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you simply type in his name followed by NFL Draft Class, and there you go. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a college2pro.com exclusive.